As I join with you this time, I am gladdened by those healing thoughts once more. And I would just like to say to you this time, my dear friends, a little more about your thoughts. We have said quite a lot about the process of thinking and how powerful your thoughts are. And we have brought to you the opportunity to experience thought transference, which I know you find a little difficult. So, firstly, my dear friends, I would say to you to look inwardly to yourselves, to take responsibility for those thoughts that are with you at all times of your existence. It would be beneficial to you all, I feel, if you could focus more clearly on a daily basis of each thought that comes to you, to say to yourselves, why did that thought come to me? And what thought have I given out today that has benefited another human being? And we all know that when you come together here within this room, then those thoughts do become more focused in order to help others. I now ask you, my dear friends, to return the focus upon yourselves each and every day of your earthly existence. Because once you have mastered the control of your own thoughts, then it becomes easier for you to transfer those thoughts to other people. Do you understand?
Yes. Yeah.
It is a great responsibility that you place upon yourselves when you take responsibility for each and every thought. But I have always told you how powerful your thoughts can be. But now is the time that you need to refocus inwardly. to your own thinking. And if you make great practice of this on a daily basis, you will be amazed at how quickly and in tune you become with the control of thought. Have you any questions?
Are you saying that you will be inspired by spirit to yourself when you go in?
We can help, but the responsibility lies with each one.
I see. Okay.
You and you alone are responsible for your thoughts.
I can see how very worthwhile that will be.
Yes.
So it is a case of practice every day. Practice makes perfect, because we've got to recondition, haven't we? It's programming our brain to think in a different pattern.
Yes. It is not so much the brain as
thought.
The spiritual mind. But of course, the more you attempt to control, the easier it will become. And when you have full control of those thoughts, then you become as one with spirit.
I almost want to say free. It would be like a freedom.
Yes.
Well, you can always share your thoughts with other people, provided that you are not angry.
Yes.
So if the thoughts are balanced, if you feel balanced and you are calm, you can speak about something that perhaps has made you unhappy without causing offence.
Yes.
So that is a freedom.
Yes, it is a freedom of your spirit.
Yeah.
That you are in control. Of course, the brain comes into that part of thinking. But ultimately, it is the spiritual aspect which should take control.
Yes.
And when you are able to dismiss any inappropriate thought, then you begin to realize that you are the master of your own world.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
But as I have said, within this room, it is easy with the energy around you to be able to focus, to be able to give healing, good thoughts. But when you are in your everyday earthly lives and you are surrounded by much fear, disappointment and all negativities, it is a little more difficult. But you have the power to rise above and to take control of your own lives. So at this stage, my dear friends, I feel it would be appropriate. But of course, as always, it is entirely up to you, each one of you, to decide whether you progress or not.
You've been reminding us, Salimet, about this for some time now.
Yes.
And
I must sound like you say a broken record. Yes.
No, not at all. But you have been telling us for some time to bring our spirit lives to the fore.
Yes, you have spent some time listening to my words, and for this I am most grateful. But also my purpose for you, my dear friends, is to see that each one of you progresses as much as you can or are willing to do.
Yeah, thank you.
So you have set before us an exercise in experience and centering within ourselves.
Inner thoughts. It's new to me, thank you very much.
So if we're out with someone that's, they say something to, say it was me, said something to me that I thought, oh, that's a bit annoying, just let it wash over you.
You must not allow others' thoughts to intrude upon that peaceful aura that you may have.
I see.
It is very difficult when you're talking to somebody and they come out with something you know is terribly wrong.
But how do
something.
You know
it's wrong.
It is terribly
it
wrong.
It is, and you feel terrible, but you're unable to tell them. Perhaps you're not in the right place to be able to tell them, but it hurts.
My dear friend, you are young as yet in the ways of spirit. You would send love to the person you feel is doing wrong, but in actual fact, the problem lies within you. And I know that statement you will find difficult to accept at this moment in time, but I am sure that the others can tell you that you must not judge another.
Oh, yes, you said that.
Yes. It is difficult, I know.
But sometimes it's easier to withdraw a little if they are beginning to give you uncomfortable feelings. Sometimes it's easier for you to withdraw than...
Yes.
But then you don't need to feel.
And that is where control of your thinking comes into play.
That helps a lot. Thank you very much.
You cannot change another's thoughts, but you can your own.
Yes, quite often conversations are physical and possibly intellectual. In that situation, I find it always tempting to introduce a connection to spirit, which isn't always easy, but I find it's something that I feel needs doing, if I could put it that way.
May I say to you, my dear friends, that I find the interaction between two human beings whose thoughts are not in unison to be most interesting. If only we could take them and place them separately, that would be a much happier situation. But, as always, you have the power within you to be in full control and to take full responsibility for your thoughts.
Is it also a good idea to say each morning, ask for help with the thoughts?
I would suggest, yes, of course, you may ask for help, but again, I say to you, you have the power.
Yeah.
And, of course, practice does help. You all, I have to say, have inappropriate thoughts at times.
Yes.
Not intentionally, but because you do not know how to take control of those thoughts.
But I remember you once telling us that if you've realized afterwards that they're inappropriate, and those feelings and thoughts are felt wrong,
yes,
then that's part of the learning process, because you have to accept you have to have those feelings that that was inappropriate,
yes,
or wrong, or that to go forward.
Yes, it is the first stage, recognition of the thought, of course. If you do not recognize the thought, you deny its existence.
Mm.
Yes, of course.
I think this is an appropriate point to ask this question. It's not from myself, but it's from Richard. You know Richard, my son.
Yes.
He telephoned me on Saturday night with an extremely interesting concept, and he asked me to ask you. He, as you know, from an early age now, has been bombarded with voices.
Yes.
And he wants to know, he has learnt, I forgot to bring my piece of paper, I'm sorry, he's learnt to shut out those voices at an inappropriate time in his busy life.
Good.
But when he concentrates, they're very, very clear. And he would like to know if the conversations he is hearing are aimed at him, or whether he just picks up conversation from spirit around him, wherever he may be.
Yes.
Do you understand? Have I put that clear?
Yes, I understand. If he is focused at a particular time, what he hears will be those around him who wish to help. When he is amongst others, or inappropriate times, as you call it, he is picking up on any energies which will be in and around.
Right.
But when he is quiet and focused, they will take that opportunity to try to help and also to focus his thinking to the spirit world.
Right. I haven't heard of anybody else have those experiences, so I've I'm sure they do.
Yes.
You know, I've never spoken to anybody else that has had them. So I felt, you know, all I could say was, wow, Richard. And he said that he can hear, whether it's a gentleman or a lady, he actually hears the voice,
yes,
in his ears.
It is because he has now accepted that a spirit is close to him always, but now he is taking control.
Yes, that's
and
what he said.
Not allowing them at every inappropriate moment to intrude upon his life.
I'm very proud of him that he's been able to do that, because for a very long time it was as if his physical state was always in a, like a nervous breakdown sort of state,
yes,
because he couldn't shut
He couldn't shut them out.
Because he was controlled by fear.
Yes.
As you know, and as I have spoken often, either love or fear will dictate your lives.
I think he's now ready.
But he is doing well.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I can tell him exactly that. That it's when he's in his quiet moments, they're actually trying. He's communicating with spirit with him.
Yes.
And when he's in a busy environment like a shopping centre, when he hears them, he's picking up.
But those who are trying to help will then take control with him and help him and nurture him in the ways of spirit so that he will know when and what to do with these other intrusive voices.
Right.
It is just being able to ground oneself at those times. And again, it is practice and it is knowing that nothing can happen to him whilst he is connected with our world.
I think that's precisely what has happened to him.
Yes.
The fear is now lifted.
It is, yes.
Yes.
Yes. He can only go forward now.
And now he's excited rather than fearful.
Yes.
There is other people who say they've heard voices and they commit crimes and they say, oh, they, you know, it's voices in their head. Is this the same sort of thing? They're fearful and they're letting negative
spirits. Negativity will attract those close to this earth plane who, as you know, not all people have the greatest purpose of goodness, and they will be attracted to fear and negativity within others.
Mm. And you covered the subject of schizophrenia some months back with us.
Mm. Yes.
And the cause of.
Yes.
Mm.
So it would be true to say perhaps that in an atmosphere of love and quiet time, one cannot go wrong really.
If your thoughts are pure, if your intentions are pure, then you will always be protected.
Mm.
But when you allow a window of fear or negativity, then you are opening up to more of the same.
Mm.
That is why it is important for each and every one of you to let go of fear.
Mm.
Is this clairaudience? Is this what we call clairaudience?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it possible that our son will develop in this way, clairaudiently? Because I wondered. He has he does have problems concentrating sometimes at school, and I know that he sometimes gets nervous at night time of noises or sensing. I sometimes think he's perhaps sensing or seeing things but not understanding.
Yes, he is sensitive, but he is more likely to see than to hear.
Clairvoyantly.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
So when someone sleepwalks and they do strange things, they've even been known to kill someone, is that a thought that they've carried with them before they go to sleep?
No, that is to do with an irregularity within the brain structure during the time of sleep. It is not connected to spirit in any great way. Of course, there are cases when people can be influenced in their sleep state, but that is not the natural way.
To do with the brain and nothing to do with thought.
Yes.
Love and fear is something that you need to keep in your mind, I think, because yesterday I had an awful fear come over me.
Yes. But you have survived it.
And I thought, hey, hang on a minute, this is something you were talking about, I've got to get rid of that. And I threw it up there.
Yes.
And grabbed hold of the love. And that did help.
Yes.
So
you see, you have proof for yourself that control of the thought works.
You are an example for that.
Yeah. Well done.
It did. Yes. It was a big help. So those two words you've got to keep. You've got to be there, haven't they? We need to be aware of.
Yes. Try not to focus on the word fear, because just
the word makes you
careful. Can trigger off thoughts of fear.
Yes.
So be aware that it is a condition of earthly living, but not one that you will bow to.
I was going to say, it's a wonderful thing to be able to preach to people if you put over in a nice way. Friend, you can. I've found that you can do this with friends, and they readily take it on board, which is nice.
I would say to you, my dear friend, the best way to live your life is by example. You do not always need words for others, because they will pick up on any goodness, any joy, any happiness that you exude.
I find that smiling helps.
Yes,
I feel spike you are annoyed towards somebody. If you smile, it's difficult to remain annoyed while you're smiling.
Yes.
It goes right through you.
And it is apparent to so many people around that one smile, that one genuine smile has the power to create that ripple of happiness in the same way as anger or fear or hatred has.
Laughter does the same.
And laughter.
It's amazing. I was on the bike having a ride this morning. I met a lady come up a pushchair. And she gave me a lovely smile, and it lifted me. And I was able to paddle up the next hill like a young kid.
Yes.
Smiling dissipates other people's fear. If they're concerned or they're nervous about something, you smile to them.
Yes.
You can see them relax. You dissipate their fear.
That's why the dentist smiles a lot. We go to the dentist, he smiles.
Mine is a face mask on.
Yeah,
but the eyes give the smile away.
Yeah, the eyes give it away.
Can you see now within this room that talking of joy and happiness, that you are all beginning to laugh and smile?
Yes.
You understand the ripple effect that it has. So, my dear friends, I will leave these words with you this time. I will always be interested to see how these words are put into action in this next coming week of your earthly life.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Yes, I'm sure we shall try.
You will.
Yes.
Just before you go, there's a lady who's come over from New Zealand to visit her parents opposite.
Yes.
If there's an opportunity, she's obviously interested and knows about what we do and so on, and shown an interest. Is it okay if she comes? I feel it probably is. It is the time.
I would be happy for her to come.
Thank you. It is the time that she may not have the time.
Yes. Yes, I am happy for her to join with us. Mm. Now, my dear friends, as I leave you, I hope I leave you with that smile upon your lips. And as I leave you, I will continue for some short time to work with the instrument. And I will ask our dear lady friend to take you on a short, uplifting journey this time, if she is agreeable.
Yes, that's fine.
And then we will continue.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.